Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Happy Friday, Brent Hesse, and joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how you doing?
Yep, it's good to be back here on the Did You Know Show for sure, for sure.
I know we missed you a few times this week, haven't we?
Yeah, just been a little under the weather a bit, so you know it is what it is. But I'm going to go ahead and get us going right here. So I've got something kind of from your neck of the woods.
All right.
So did you know, or I'll actually say, do you know? Do you know that the world's longest known cave system is in Kentucky?
Yes, I did know that.
Mammoth Cave. Of course you know that. Yep, sure enough.
So, one of our national parks.
So, yeah. Excuse me, still under the weather slightly, but it's all right. So Mammoth Cave, for sure. So September 9th, 1972, this guy, his name was Splunkers. He was exploring Kentucky's Mammoth Cave system, and he made an incredible discovery. While plumbing the darkest recesses of the nearby Flint Ridge Cave system, then the longest known cave in the world at that time, the group suddenly spotted a well-groomed tourist trail that belonged to Mammoth Cave. So they quickly realized that the two cave systems were actually just one. And so that's what made it the biggest. Then it became Mammoth Cave as one whole instead of two separate ones, and it is now the biggest and longest cave system in the world. The world's second longest cave is, I'm going to totally mispronounce this, but I'm going to try and do it anyways, is Sistema Ox Belha, which is in Quintana Roo, Mexico, and that's around 150 miles shorter than the Mammoth.
Yeah, that's pretty
impressive.
That is. Well, I didn't know about Mammoth Cave being the biggest. I didn't know that Mexico and Quintana Roo had the second largest.
Yep, second largest.
I've actually
largest.
Been to that part of Mexico,
but really?
did not do any caving down there. So.
Yep, it's got the second biggest in the world, but it's still shorter by 150 miles.
Yeah, that's a big gap.
That's a big gap, yep.
Well, that's pretty neat. I like that fact. All right, mine today. Did you know that the odds of finding a blue lobster are 1 in 2 million?
1 in 2 million?
Yep.
Wow.
So, you know, lobsters are kind of a delicacy now in terms of food, mm-hmm. but they used to not be that way, especially early on. Lobsters just would be piled up, washing up on shore. Then they got eaten a lot when we just first became a country, as there was a lot that piled up on those New England shores.
On the shores?
Yeah, there were just so many of them because they'd just been kind of untouched for so many years, you know, thousands
Dang.
Of years.
That's crazy. That
now, there's still a lot of lobsters everywhere. It's pretty easy to catch lobsters in the ocean, and they catch some 200 million lobsters in the North Atlantic every year. But there are some that are a little bit more unique than the others, as it's estimated that there's out of every 2 million lobsters caught, one of them is blue instead of red.
I wonder, do they sell more when they're blue then, or is it just like,
I caught
a blue one?
I don't think so. The rare find does fetch higher prices at market, but it doesn't, there's no evidence to suggest that the blue lobsters whose sapphire hue is caused by a genetic defect taste any different than their other normal red-colored friendly.
So it does fetch a little bit, but probably not food-wise.
Right,
probably
exactly.
More
just because
somebody
just
trying
because
to get it to
rare.
Put it in an
just
aquarium
just because,
or something
yeah,
like that.
Just because of its rarity.
Oh, okay.
But it's actually blue lobsters. They are rare, but they're far from even the most rare lobsters in the world.
What do you mean by that?
So did you know there was a yellow lobster?
A yellow? You never would have guessed yellow.
Yeah.
And I mean, I guess red, but
a yellow lobster is a 1 in 30 million catch.
Wow, that's insane.
But did you know that yellow isn't even the rarest lobster?
No shot. They got a rarer one?
Yep. In 2011, a British fisherman caught an albino lobster.
A white lobster?
Estimated to be 1 in 100 million catch.
That's crazy. A white one.
So, yeah, there you go. There's the levels of rare lobsters. You got your basic red, then you got your blue, which is very rare, 1 in 2 million. But then even above that, you got your yellows, and then the most infamous of them all, the albino.
Which has only one been caught, seems like.
That's what that I saw, yep.
That's pretty crazy.
So there you go, talking about the largest cave systems in the world, and as well as our rare lobsters, all the different color lobsters you might be able to find out there if you're very, very lucky. That's our Did You Know show on this Friday. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Come on back Monday for another episode.